Good afternoon, church. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, give you honor, praise, and glory for being so wonderful to us, O Lord. We are so grateful and blessed and happy that we are able to make it to this Wednesday night prayer meeting. Hallelujah to your name. Thank you, Lord God, that you allowed us to come together as a family, O Lord, where we are able to see and be a part of this grand holy week that's leading us up to Good Friday and for Jesus' resurrection. I pray, Lord God, that you would clear our hearts and our minds and help us to focus on you, O Lord, because you are a great God, almighty God, who sees our faults and yet provides every last one of our needs. So thank you, Father, for allowing us to have a place that we can worship and praise your holy and divine name. Show us, Father God, how to love you more, how to adore you more, and how to be a part of you. Because you know all that we are going through, oh Father. There are so many troubles in this land, oh Lord. But because of you, Father God, we have hope. We can live a life that we can let our lives be a testimony to show your love, to show your passion, and to show your abundant way. Teach us, Lord God, how to just be patient and not to lose hope, oh Father God, so you can open up our hearts and our minds, oh Father, so that we can just be the people that you choose for us to be. And I ask, Father God, you would give us courage and strength to face any obstacles that stand in our way, oh Father God. Because no matter what stands in our way, we know that you are a God who can provide every last one of our needs, oh Lord. So we ask for you, Father God, to show up in our lives and help us to have a closer relationship with you. Thank you so much for all the people that are here today, oh Father God. I pray, Father God, you will watch over our sick and shattered members that are calling out your name right now, oh Father. I pray that you would send your anointing strength to help them off the bed of affliction, oh Lord. Lead them in the way of your righteousness, oh Father God, because we need for you to be in our lives. And we ask, Father God, that you will strengthen us if only you can do. Pray that you watch over our pastor. Thank you for his vision and his dedication, and watch over his family in a mighty, mighty way, oh Father. Thank you for my family. Thank you for my First Baptist Church family. Continue to help us to live a life that's pleasing only to you, where we can give you all the honor, all the praise, and all the glory. And I'd like to make a special blessing and a prayer for the family members who had lost loved ones right now, Father God. I pray, Father God, that you would just help them when they have troubles or their heart being broken from a loss of a loved one, oh Father. I pray that you would comfort them to be your holy and divine will. And I ask you to help us to navigate through the storms of life, where we can give you all the honor, we can glorify your name, and we can adore you forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Faith Moore.
Good evening, church. I'll be reading from Romans chapter 12, verses 9 through 18. Again, that's Romans chapter 12, verses 9 through 18. And it reads, let love be without dissimulation, abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good, be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love, in honor, preferring one another, not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant prayer, distributing to the necessity of saints, given to hospitality. Bless them which you persecute you. Bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind, one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. Recompense to no man of evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Again, that was Romans chapter 12, verses 9 through 18. May the Lord bless the reading and hearing of his mighty word. Amen.
We will now have a prayer by Associate Deacon Kenneth Brooks, Sr.
Heavenly Father, I just want to say thank you for waking me up this morning and sustaining me throughout the day. Thank you for bringing my church family together this Wednesday night prayer meeting. Heavenly Father, your word tells us if two or three are gathered in your name, you will be in the midst. Here we are, Lord. We're here. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for all the things you've already done. Thank you for all the blessings that we take for granted on a daily basis. Heavenly Father, touch First Baptist. May you shine your light of hope on us. Give us strength when we are weak. Give us love when we feel alone. Heavenly Father, give us courage when we are afraid. Give us the peace in time of trouble. Heavenly Father, we know you will never leave us or forsake us. Lord, we reach out for you for your guidance to show us the way through this storm. Touch our pastor, Heavenly Father, in a special way. Build them up, Lord. Build them up. Calm any anxious thoughts and bring clarity to his vision as he leads us through this pandemic. This brand of Zion, Heavenly Father, First Baptist Church. Heavenly Father, we see the light shining on us. Keep us, guide us, protect us. In the name of your precious Son, Jesus, I pray. Amen.
We will now allow 2 minutes for all attendees to pray as their heart desires.
You don't need another political uprising. We don't need another conqueror on the scene. What we need is a special word that will burn within our hearts and give us direction from above. We need a word from the Lord. A word from the Lord. Just one word. Thank you. thy wisdom and thy understanding. Though we lack the very love you showed in the Son, Lord, we've altered in bad ways, and we stand so much to gain. So give us your word, Lord. Speak, Lord. We need a word from the Lord. A word from the Lord.
Deaconess Jean Tolliver will now come before us to pray as the Spirit leads.
Let us pray. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and let and all that is within him praise his holy name. Dear Lord, we come now thanking you this evening for you who you are. Thank you, Lord, that you have all power in your hand, that you rule and super rule the world. Dear Lord, we thank you for keeping us and blessing us with the vaccines and letting our moments roll on a little longer. Dear Lord, we just thank you for the members and friends that are on the line tonight to receive a blessing. Dear Lord, we pray that thou will continue to help us to be steadfast, unmovable, and may we serve one another unselfishly. Dear Lord, we praise you for sending Jesus to die for us, to die for our sins. We pray, the Lord, that you left it on record that how we are to how we are to live and how we are to treat one another. Please, Lord, continue to help us read your word and apply it to our hearts. Dear Lord, we pray that praise you and we love you and we ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
We will now have a musical selection followed by our inspirational moment brought to us by Sisters Tresina and Tolliver of Hope Christian Church.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, somebody. If the Lord has been good to you, praise the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Good evening, family and friends. Giving honor to our Heavenly Father, our Savior Jesus Christ, and to the Holy Spirit of promise. Also honoring the shepherd of this house, Pastor Tucker. Greetings to everyone. I must thank and praise God for this opportunity to share with you. And for Tracy Tinsley, who selected the song that you just heard without hearing what I'm about to say. I've got to tell the world about this. Do you know how it is when you found something like maybe an excellent restaurant that has great food, atmosphere, and service, and you find yourself speaking the praises of what you experienced? One day, I was in a caravan of members from First Baptist Church Outreach Ministry. We were heading to a restaurant that Sister Betty Mabry said was a little ways away, but worth the drive. I confess, I am always excited about food, good food. After about 30 minutes of driving, though, I started thinking, we have to be near it by now. But more time went by, and we kept driving. And I began to wondering if the people were on the right path. I stayed with them, though, because my destination was satisfaction. All the while, I'm thinking, this has to be some good food. It better be some good food. Well, we got there, and the food was fantastic. The size of the servings was large, and the fellowship was lovely. I even took a picture of the plate that I had. It was shrimp and grits with some cooked apples on the side or something like that. But it was such a satisfying experience. When I got home, I texted a friend and sent the picture, asking, have you ever been to this place? It turned out that she'd been there also. We talked about how far away it was, what experience we had, and then we talked about going again. Well, just like that experience, I have another experience that makes me say, I've got to tell the world about this. I've come to find out that the Word of God and the relationship with Him is like that too. The Word of God is living and it speaks to us. Just like the journey with the outreach ministry, where I needed to exercise faith that we were on the right road and perseverance to reach the destination, I've learned the value of faith in God. It's not a lesson that we learn and are done with. We will keep having a situation that grows our faith. Hebrews 11:8 proclaims, but without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And 1 John 5:14-15 promises, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. With the outreach ministry, I could have decided that I was finished hoping and that they were on the right road and shut down my faith and turn into a McDonald's to satisfy my hunger. It would have been stopping short of the blessing that I was expecting. But by building my hope on the promise of something greater, I endured the time it took to reach the destination. Likewise, we may hear or read scriptures, and our heart embraces it. It's a rhema word, feeling that we can apply it to a certain situation. We pray on it and return to it, asking again and again. Sometimes we receive soon, and sometimes years pass, and we wonder if God hears us. Unfortunately, there are times when some give up hoping that they'll ever receive what they've prayed about. But Jesus said, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." And Hebrews 10:36 gently acknowledges our problem. It says, "For you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what is promised." It is God's will that we ask of him. Jesus even proclaimed, "The thief comes but to steal and to kill and to destroy. I come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." It is his desire that we don't just have, but to have in abundance. But we need to work on our endurance instead of living a life settling for less than what Christ suffered to give us. We must press in and war with the word. Why did I say war? Because the thief is warring to steal our faith that we have, what we asked for. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. After we have found scriptures and aligned our concerns with his promise, after we have turned that scripture into a prayer, after we have moved into praising God for the finished product even before we see it, and once we have received it, it is important to testify. Revelation 12:11 promises, "And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives to the death." We overcome the enemy of our souls by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. That is to say, I've got to tell the world about this. The journey of the outreach ministry also reminds me of another journey, a greater journey, which was when our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ carried a cross up a long street. It was a journey called Via Dolorosa, the translation meaning the sorrowful road. When I was in Jerusalem, we traveled along that street where the stations of Jesus are posted. But because the street is a continuous and long upward way, the guide didn't want to exhaust us. So we started at the top of the stoned walkway and went down. Even going from the top to the bottom made us all tired. And we rested a while at the place where Christ started the walk. I'm sure, because Jesus was fully human, he must have lamented on how long that street was, how much further he had to travel to reach the destination. After being beaten and tortured to where his flesh was ripped away, he continued on that path with the cross on his torn skin. He could have called the angels to take the cross away, to restore his body, and even to spirit him back to glory. But he continued. He pressed on to the destination, the goal of being the ultimate sacrifice for you and me. And because of that finished work of Christ and the cross, everyone who receives and abides in him has salvation. It's in his name. Healing is in his name. Deliverance, it's in his name. John recorded Jesus as saying, "And whatsoever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son." We must find the word of God that would fit our situation. Believe it, ask for it in the name of Jesus, and praise God for it continuously until it manifests in our lives. We need not continue asking for it unless we don't believe. Just believe and receive it. After asking, turn that prayer into a daily praise and a declaration of victory. I declare such and such, and I declare I have what I ask according to the promises of God. I may not see it, but by faith it's mine. I praise you and I thank you for it, Lord. You know, a pregnant woman has a baby. She may not see the signs of it yet, but it's no less true. And she aligns herself as though she has that gift. In the same way, live victoriously. Have a shout just as though someone has given you a Mercedes as a gift. Heavenly Father, thank you for speaking to our hearts tonight. Thank you for your love and for sacrificing your Son to bring us redemption in all areas of our lives and for salvation from the price of sin. We thank you for Abraham's enduring faith in your promise to him. Because he continued believing your promise and expecting it for years, we were able to become heirs of salvation. We believe your word that says, if we abide in you and your word abides in us, we will receive what we ask. So, as we receive now a renewed baptism of your Holy Spirit, we build ourselves up on our most holy faith, praying in the Spirit. And by that faith, we believe your word. Receive your word and praise you in advance for your faithfulness. Our afflictions vary from physical, spiritual, emotional, internal, and external, but you deliver us from them all. It said so in your word. Precious Savior, thank you for being a rewarder of those who diligently seek you. We pray now for the grace of endurance, so that after we have found your promise concerning our situations, we persevere, rehearsing your promises daily. Our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness. And this is what we plead before your throne of mercy. We are believing and declaring by faith that we have received, being careful to praise you in advance. By your grace, God, good Father, we will continue on our journey, thanking you for the victory and moving forward from faith to faith, growing in grace and knowledge of you, O God. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. The line will now be unmuted for approximately 20 seconds to allow for expressions of appreciation for the word and the speaker.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Awesome. Well, thank you for that word.
Banner from heaven.
Banner
from heaven.
Thank you. Bless your heart.
Wait to hear some more.
God bless you.
We surely thank God for this beautiful word that has come our way this evening. We want to thank God for Sister Tracina Tolliver and for him using her to share with us our journey of faith. And we can tell the world about the joy that is in our hearts when we have found him and found what God has done for us in Jesus Christ. We thank God for the faith that he has given to us. And we thank God for all of the persons who shared in the services to this evening, to the prayers and the expressions of love and devotion. And we praise God for each one of you. God is a real good God. He has blessed us and brought us to another point in our journey, and we want to praise him for everything that he has done for us. We are being blessed every day as we are trying to wind ourselves out of this tunnel, this pandemic tunnel that we are living in and trying to get ourselves out of it. And we thank God for the light that's at the end of that tunnel, and because he is making things possible for us, blessing us with the vaccine, and we trust that everybody, that your turn comes around, that you're going to be able to get your vaccine, and that we will be moving very quickly back into some kind of normality. It certainly won't be the same as we've had before, but we praising God for what he is going to do in our midst. And we trust that you're going to keep the faith and keep taking care of yourselves and being safe in this time. We want to encourage you to continue to praise the Lord, continue to pray, be mindful of our sick and shut-in members. Let us pray for them and communicate with them, and let us pray for those who are experiencing bereavement. There's still a tremendous number of persons who are affected by this virus, and we certainly want to keep them in our prayers. And we don't want to be too callous. Those of us who may have gotten the vaccine, don't be too callous. That virus is still mutating, and it is causing serious problems yet. We are still not out of danger, and we know we got to do what we need to do to save and to protect ourselves along the way. Let us continue to pray in our prayer services. We thank God for all of those individuals. We've had almost 100 people attending our prayer experiences, and we thank God for each one of you. And we want you to continue to participate in the ministries and in the services that we have made available for you. On Friday, April 2nd at 12 noon, we'll have our Good Friday services. If you check the weekly letter, you will get the location of the Good Friday service on through Zoom, and we want to make sure that you participate there. And be ready for Sunday morning, when we will have both our Easter Easter Sunday service at 10 a.m., and we'll have communion experience as well. We trust that you will bring and have available your communion elements that you might share in the communion experience. On April 6th, the joint board will be meeting at 6:30 p.m. And on April the 10th, Saturday, April 10th, we'll have our quarterly church meeting at 9 a.m., and you will get the particulars about how to get into that service sometimes next week. And then we would want to remind us that we'll have Officers Day on Sunday, April the 18th, and we trust that our officers would share that time and that period together. We thank God for all of them and all of you who are working, that we might continue to praise and exalt the name of the Lord. We're going to now ask that the lines would be open for 20 seconds when you will have an opportunity to give your prayer request. If you will lift up the names of persons or situations. God, our Father, we come before you just now asking that you would hear the cries of your children. They have gathered together on tonight from all parts of the community, that they may be in one place to call upon your holy and divine name. We ask, O God, that you would deliver each one of them, that you would bless them, and that you would provide their wishes and their cries. Bless, O God, as only you can do. There is a need for so many blessings that you know about before they even ask. But as they have cried out unto you, O God, hear them and hear the desires of their hearts. O God, we pray for deliverance for each member that's on this line. You know what we stand in need of. You know our heart's desires. You know the pain, the heartache, the challenges, the hurts and the disappointments. You know all about them, O God. And we just pray that you would deliver tonight. We pray special blessings for your healing of our sick and our shut-in, O God. Be with them. Tend to their needs and bless them as only you can do. We pray for those who are in bereavement, O God. There are so many, so much death and so much sorrow that has invaded our lives. And we need you, O God, to comfort us and to strengthen us along the way. And then, God, we come asking that you would abide with us one by one. And then, Lord, we said thank you. Thank you for what you have already done for us. Thank you for bringing us thus far. Thank you for the doors that you have already opened. Thank you, O God, for the ways that you've already made for us. O God, we want to say thank you because you've been a real good God. You've brought us through seen and unseen dangers. And so, God, we just draw real close to you. Give us, O God, what you see we stand in need of. Help us, O God. Fortify us, O God. Give us, O God, what we need that we might be able to travel the road that you want us to travel, that we might be strengthened, that we might be encouraged and be a blessing to others. We thank you for your grace and your mercy that watches over us day by day and hour by hour. And then, God, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you, O God, for what he has done for us. We thank you for his saving grace and saving power. Thank you, O God, for all that has come our way. Bless First Baptist, O God. O God, give us what we need that we might be a blessing to others. We need you, O God. Watch over us. In the blessed name of Jesus the Christ, we do pray. And our soul says, amen. Now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant unto you his peace. And the people of God said, amen, amen, and amen.